tzaddik and Achak Nesak Doyla, I guess it's a good time to digress a little bit on Hanukkah Inyan. Basically the first memra of Teir Shebal Peh was said by Shimon HaTzadik, Achak Nesak Doyla and Shimon HaTzadik, that he says it's one and the same. I want to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Shimon HaTzadik. There's a very strange chazal. Maral brings it down, and the Yalkut that he brings here, and it's a very, very strange Yalkut. It's a Yalkut in Chukas on the Inyev Paraduma, and it goes like this. Parazu Mitzrayim, Shenema Egla Yefefiya Mitzrayim, Aduma Zubavu, Shenema Anturesh Dahava, Tmima Zumodai. So the Amr Priya Baba Malchi Modi Tmimim Hoyu. Ela Kosh Bachalim Alavidis Elilim Shekibum Avasem Bulvat. Asha Aimba Mum, the Yovan. Alexander's Moikden, when he would see Shimon HaTzadik, he would stand up and he would say, Baruch Alke Shimon HaTzadik. And Amulay B'nei Palton, the day, Minkami Doyat Korn, you're standing up for this Yid. Amulay Karan Anonochis Likrav, Kid Musa Nocham Vinatzach. When I go down to battle, I see his demus and I'm not seich. Ashale olala oil to marzavias, shle kibla lem oiloi shalakadish baruchu, vleidaya shakibla mecharefes mekadefes, baime mila b'shamayim. So, lemaisa, you have Chazal list all the malchias, including Mitzrayim, and everybody is good and wonderful. Esav is the one who is bad. So, lemaisa. The general movement of the Chazal in the distinction between Esav and the others is reasonable. All the Malchias is the Pshat. The Etzem, everything in the Bria, the Etzem is Toiv, is perceived as being Betzem Toiv. That's why we look at it, that's why we understand it. Akash Bodin creates things Leshav. Esav is the only one that there's a Musig of Kilu that it's Ra Be'etzem, it's Shav Be'etzem. So every malchus is really, really shaykh to something that's good, and the only one that's bad is the fourth malchus. So that etzem nekuda is understandable, but what's difficult to understand is that first of all, why ein bo mum is punked what goes on to Yavon. Tmimus Modai and Yefefia Mitzrayim is also Parah is also Mitzrayim, but what's the aim of Mum, the Yavon, and the example of what shows that it has no Mum is that when Alexander Moikton used to go to battle, he would see Shimon, he stood up for Shimon HaTzadik. So it's very, very modern. It's on Hagat Toiv of Kavod HaTorah, good. But so why is that described? Chazal bring it as a raya. Ein bo mum, the yovan. Adonis Moikton used to stand up and used to for him and said, I used to see his demus, and it goes to battle. So you can say in a general sense also, I guess, that it means there is a Kabbalah's oil. He's bided to it. He's kind of he owns up to it, but he himself practices differently. I mean, you can give it a vague pshat, but it really, really is kamat mechusa havana here. The Maral doesn't. The Maral just explains why it's all in Paraduma. Why did Chazal see it in Paraduma? And the Maral explains because Paraduma is an Indian that's alien moid. He says this is also alien moid and so on. But I wanted to be aiming at this nekuda here of Ein bo mum and Alexander Moikton Shimon HaTzadik. The whole bria of mum in animals, there's two types of chesroinus. There's trephus, which are chesroinus that are the behema is lacking in that which makes a behema, and that includes any physical pagia in nevarim that are chiyunim. And then there's mum. A mum be'emes doesn't have any physical function that you can describe why physically it's bad. The Gemara says, Seisa by a Shifcha. The Gemara says, well, what does he care? I mean, he's not marrying her, so she works just as good, she sweeps just as well if she had Mum Beseisa, other Mum Beseisa. As long as physically there's no deformation, you know, as long as there's no chiyunistic Eva missing, so what's the difference? I mean, there are two layers of the Metzius of Bal Chai or anything. There is the physical concrete layer, and that's totally in the function of each. It's totally in function, and B, each one is separate. An animal, a person has good feet, can walk very far. If his hands are weak, so he can't carry so much. If his hands are strong, they can push and pull. If his feet are weak, he can't walk so far. Everyone is a function. Everyone is aimed at the atzmoi, and that's what it is. The sense that there's a tselem or a demus, the sense of something more than the chayfetz, is yaifi. I think we spoke a little bit about this when we spoke with the ferris and the spheres. The sense of if a person takes different paints and puts it together, and then he gets a sense of the whole, that's yaifi. Yaifi is when the pratim are mitzdarev together, and then you get a projection of something beyond the pratim, and by its definition, almost, it's not as physical. It is a ruchniistic mitzias leumas, a physical reality. It's the tzura versus the choyma, even on the physical level of tzura, is still an edler nekuda than the choyma in itself. That's the way in which a tzura is, by definition, a sense of something that's beyond the pratim. The physical reality, so a marshal, if a person who is a very, very rough person was coarse, and I ask him, what did you see in the park? He says, there's a big stone that somebody chipped out, and he made the following holes in it, and the following curves, and the following shapes. A person who has a sense of things, or has a little more of a sense, will say, there's a statue there of a person throwing a ball. I see a person throwing a ball. That's what I see. I forget the stone, forget the chips, forget the curves, forget the holes. It projects a picture beyond each chelik. So the first step in the bria of something that is ruchni is yaifi. I think Rosh Hashanah heard someplace writes mefurish, and it's a milsa, the miskabel al das. Yoifi, music and art are the first steps from chayma to ruach. In other words, a meal, a big hamburger with a big bun and a lot of mustard, like chayma. That's the pshat is. It is what it is. Each piece is a big piece and fills the stomach and it makes a good feeling in the stomach. A beautifully set table, aristocratically set, has a sense of something beyond the piece of meat and the developed America says that a fancy chasna means you walk away hungry. That's the common expression. But it means there's a sense of a thing more than just chaimer and pratim and so on. So the world look of mumin is the hefech of this. Lamashal, by the Dalet Malchus, by the Roman king, by Kamsa Bakamsa, he made slight mumin that for the Umas Oilam didn't consider it, the Roman emperor didn't consider it a mum, and he considered it a mum. We consider it a mum. Because the Romans were be'etzim very functional people. They were be'etzim. They didn't have the edelkeit that Yavan had, and they were kol kulei chaimer. So if the animal can walk, and if the animal can talk, and if it can, it can walk, and it can run, and it can plow, it's a perfect animal. the fact that you made a little delicate scratch on the eye or on the mouth, and I mean, what's the difference? It's like a shifcha with what Moshe says. You're not marrying the cow. The cow, mele, if you blind the eye, the cow can function well. But if you make you cut out something in the lip, it can't eat so well. But if everything works well, so where's their makom? Yef has no chalais. Yef is only the function of the thing itself, and that's it. So Malchus Yavan had a sense of that. Had a sense of that tchuna. Yefta lekim leyefis. Yefis was shaykh to the world of Yefi, and b'meila they had it. They were able to deher. You know, when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, he saw a demus and a tzura of more than just an old man with clothing. He saw a certain demus. It's very reminiscent. It says that by Yosef that he saw demus yukno shel Yaakov. Yaakov's midah was Yoifi, and it says shufi de Yaakov was kein shufi of Adam. In other words, Adam's Yoifi comes from the fact that he has a midah to himself that's koilal other in Yonim as well. There's a certain, a very, very intricate balance here. We spoke about Tiferes, that Tiferes is a balance. Tiferes is the putting all the pieces in place. So the hair of that midah means somebody that's mitsuyin in a tfisa of a klala inyan. In other words, let's give a mashal. Somebody did something very bad, and emotionally I want to do this, this, and this. But I say to myself, I look at the whole picture, and it's not the way to go with it. The sense of leaving the prat and seeing the more klal of it is the mid of Yoifi. The mid of Yoifi includes all the pratim in it. If something sticks out or stands out, it ruins Yoifi. The shlemus of Yoifi means that it's not chaser and it's not yeser. Yeser is command and nuttle dummy. It has a shlemistika. And once it has a shlemistika balance, you lose the pratim and you gain the sense of the whole. A person that says, one of the reasons a person is about mum is not supposed to duchen because people will stare at his mum. People stare at a particular feature of a person if it's out of place, out of kilt. If there's a klolis to katsura, then it's yaifi. So Adam Basher, because Tzuras Adam is koil the Bria in its entirety, it's the klal kuli of the Bria. It's the Yitzhak HaShpach who took offer from all the sides and was megablin into Isa. Adam has himself the Yoifi where all the pratim are in harmony. Every other Chelek Nebriya sticks out. This is Ramesh on the Adama. This is Bashamayim. This is like this. Adam has in himself a Michloil of Inyanim, and that's why there's a certain, that's where Yoifi comes from. So Adam and Yaakov had that. B'meila, there was a Dumus Yukno of Yaakov. That when we spoke of Adam's resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, we spoke about, you know, it says in, you looked at the ziv of the Nivra, you be medamer yoytze to the tzura. You don't, in other words, in the metzias of Adam as the klal, that's where you have yoifi, and that's where you have a ke'ein dogma of lemaila. The Dmus Yukna of Yaakov is Chokot Nachis HaKovet, because in the midah of Yaakov you have a reflection of that Anhaga. I think we spoke also at that time why Yudkei Vavkei is connected to this midah, and it's cradle everything and so on.
Is that the pshat that Yosef, Dmus Yukna of Yaakov, he saw and he thought he'll be missing from the stones of the Choshen? That means he'll be missing from the overall.
Yes. And the pshat, it's not only he'll be missing, there's a pogrom in the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yes.
It's pogrom, everything is pogrom. Mm-hmm. So the Bale Tzura and the Bale Yoifi and the Bria have this midah. So Shimon HaTzadik, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, were so let's first go back to the Chazal, then we'll go right. So Alexander, when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, had his yachsius to his demust yuknei because he had a shaykhus to it. In other words, in the mid of Ein Bei Mum, you have a shaykhus to that type of inyan because you're shaykh to the world of Yaifi. That was Alexander Moikten's shaykhus to the Tmima, to Ein Bei Mum, that the fact that he would see Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik's Mida was the first of all, he himself, Shimon HaTzadik, it says in Gemara Yuma that Kolzma Shimon HaTzadik was Mishamish as a Kohen Gadol. It had all of the there were a lot of things that were Noheg. The Zahuris always go white, the Gailas go up. All, they're very different, they're very Choluk than the differences between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. The differences in Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni were all differences of Avodah Taka. There wasn't this was missing, this was missing. In Shimon HaTzadik, the things that Chazal say were a lot more mitzad the tzura, mitzad the projection, mitzad the way the thing was presented itself and so on. So Shimon HaTzadik's Mida was this Mida, and b'meila the Yovan was makirit in him, and so on. The difference, so just let's add to the difference between Yovan and the difference between Yovan's Yoifi and our Yoifi is that we're one step weiter. Let's take an example. Something that Yovan was very. There was a big point of dissension. Yovan was ferociously right of the Indian of Mila, and the reason for it was, I mean, the games were they would play naked, and the bris was seen as a pagam. It was seen as being the human body is a perfect yoifi, and to take it and to maim it is the way we would look at Lahavla, a religion that would require cutting off an earlobe or a finger or whatever it is. I mean, if we see the human figure as yoifi, then where's the makom for making a mum? In other words, they saw Mila as making a mum in people. And the answer is, Yovan sees the klal mitzad this world. In other words, the tzuras adam ashleim in this world includes Arla. That's how Adam is born, and any this misshaping from way the person is when he's born is betzim maiming the person. But if you include another dimension, if Adam is a guf and a neshama, if Adam is tzuras Adam elyon, so that includes making taking off the Arla. In other words, if you limit Adam to the physical body, then Arla is part of it, and taking away is a mum. But if you see Adam in a broader tzura, then the Arla becomes yeser. It becomes a yeser kenotledom. It becomes a chisaron because it's there. For the person who's a baal nesham as well, that becomes a pgam. So Yovan had a makom. It had a shaychus to a mid of Ein Bei Mum, and that's why he was able to see it in Shimon HaTzadik. But Midrash Kisa, he wasn't, in all the sense of Godim, the Kavadal Teferis, Big Day Kuna, he had a chance that Midas, he was able to perceive it. But Yovan fell short because it was shaykh to this Bedafka. I want to go back, though, to the Nekud of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik had a unique role. He was Kohen Gadol, and he was the Shiara Shekinah Gedolah.
Can I just ask a question on this?
Sure.
What's the raw of Yovan? So far I'm understanding it as a Maila. They were Shaykh to Yofi in this. What?
Well, the Ra is when... let's give an example. Let's take a Mida where you see it's good. The Mida of self-sufficiency, that a person should live by his own efforts, is a Mida Taiva. The sense of that, the sense that a person should not be living off other people, is a very elementary Mida, and it's a Mida Taiva. I was having an argument with somebody. Somebody comes from a strange family, and the mother works very hard and supports him. The father does various important things, all sorts of projects, fashion and nice things. Some of them are a little bit of chesed, some of them are quasi ruch, whatever it is, but nothing. And I made some remark, maybe I should have, and the person was upset and said, how could somebody sitting and learning not feel the same way? And the answer is no. The Aleph Beis is the basic meter to a person is that he doesn't like Mohammed Kisufa, that he wants to live on himself, that he wants to be independent, and so on. There's a second dimension that a person says the Metzias of Adam is the Chusim he has, the Torah, and so on. If I have very little of it and I need to come on to someone else, then it's the other way around. I'm living off him. If the world is standing in the Chus of Torah and the Lomdei Torah and so on, and my darg is not where it should be, and I can only give money to it, that's it, and I can't do it myself, I'm Betzim the one who's Nochais Darga. That's because you're seeing it in a broader perspective. For the person that can only see things in terms of this world, so this Mida stops, that every single person has to plow the field and eat his bread. So, with that is finished. For the person that has a Yegia Kapecha in a greater sense, says, you know, who are they waiting for? Should be the Talmid Chacham of the Dor. Who are they waiting for? Should know something. And, you know, and their beds are living off me. But that's a higher darga.
Why is Yovan worse? Because he has the thing of Yofi.
But the Kalal is the more, in a lot of ways, there's a Kalal in Zvachim, Mine Machrev Lav Mine Loy Machrev. That if you in Karbanis, if you think Kavana of Lashem of a different carbon, in certain Karbanis, if possible, Lashem Chulin might not, because the Gemara says Mine Machrev Mine Loy Machrev. Something that's completely Chomri has no Negiah with Klal Yisrael. Something that has some ruchnis to it, and it doesn't lead to the same maskana. It goes in a different direction. Is machrev the same way like a scholar? In other words, a Kozak threatened Klal Yisrael physically, and it was a big eman pachat. But there was no yetzahar in Klal Yisrael to run and become a Kozak. I mean, it didn't. The metzias of the Grobkeit was so vital. So, on the other hand, a refined Frenchman was the scholar pulled people away because it's close enough to Yiddishkeit. It's intellectual. It's spiritual. It's so on. So anything that has a similar nature is a much bigger threat.
I understand.
That's the. It's the Mina Machrev. So Yovan took the name of Yofi, took the refinement, and Lamashal, if a person who lives in a coarse setting, and people come to him and they say, and somebody's makar with him and says, you know, there's a lot more to the world than just, you know, beer and potatoes. There's something finer, there's something ailer, and so on and so forth. So, if the person has any zik of ruchni to him, he'll go along. But if the person is caught up in music, in very fine music, then he's it's much harder to schlep him away, because to get the difference, he feels it's a very spiritual experience. It's a very, very deeply spiritual experience. It's got depth to it. It's got this to it. It's got that to it. So a person will feel the same way, and it's going to be harder to tell the difference. Yevon was tantalizingly close. They were far. I mean, Paras was a bunch of grubby yungit. So the Seder, so they threatened Kaisrael, but there wasn't a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah was a physical Yetzirah. Nobody wanted to become a Parsi because of the spiritual kaychas locked in. He liked the food, he liked the parties, and you know, the goof was attracted, but or threatened, but in Yevon there was a sense of this is something. There's depth to it. There's seichel to it. There's beauty to it. That's where they had a Kerech Mashiach. So anything that is more similar and is closer in Teichen becomes a bigger and bigger threat to Klal Yisrael. The similarity makes it easier to infiltrate. You have in the Guf also the muscle, but things that invade the body that are very different than the cells don't connect with the cells and they pass out of the body and that's it. Things that look very similar to human cells are easily fool the body and they gain entrance into, you know, the closer, the more similar it is, that the more easily it fools the body. Anyway, let's get back a little bit to Shimon HaTzadik, Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, it says they were, you know, they were Bati Yisrahara, but we saw before in the Maral that their koyach lay in the Knesiyah Shaboy, in the fact that they brought in all the koyches. In other words, the a Navi was the pure Tvar Hashem, the perfect Tvar Hashem. And whatever Nevuah was Shailet, you didn't need anything more. Nevuah in its own right was the Shlita, and that was it. When that came to an end, and Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were trying to bring the world together, to bring Yiddishkeit together, the Mahalach was no. They no longer felt they could be mechavin lamitas of Torah by itself, but rather were machnis everything in it. They brought all Chachma Yisrael together and all the Chachma of Chachma Yisrael to be together in one in one encapsulation, so that they would feel so that they could be oimen on the Chachma. To be able to get the Chachma out of a tzibur, to be able to put together the chachma from a group, you need to be able to fit all the pieces together. If you have, if a person has a whole bunch of opinions, but the Gemara says sometimes there's a day of shlishis, sometimes it's a machria. In other words, I say, in this and this prat, you're saying this, you're saying this, you're saying this, and this. Now, the pshat is mitzat this, you would be right. Mitzat that, you would be right. In this case, we should do like this. In this case, we should do like that. You're right mitzat this, but you're wrong mitzat that. The way in which I'm oimid on emes in a when I'm kindest dvarim is when I give each one his mitzvahs and his nakuda. So in the Ashkenaz Gedolei who started basically the transition to Torah Shebaal Peh, the transition, it started with an union of knesia, of being kindness all the koyches, and the koyach that they had wasn't just they put it all together. You know, you can see sometimes the difference between a chibur of a gadol and a chibur of a katan is a katan sits with a computer or with notes and he puts together all the material. Fine. So that's, but you don't dehere a nekuda that puts each nekuda in its place. It's a big chibur, brings all the shitas, all the dayas, misardem ishish al mekoymai, and that's basically it's a glorified mafteach. That's a shtickle from somebody who's not a shtickle of Reb Chaim puts in a nekuda that everything fits around it and everything finds its place because of it. In other words, Pekavis is basically all the members are threes. And this is the first threesome. The first threesome is Torah Vadim Nos Chasadim, or the one before, Avmir Talmidim Harbe, Mesulim Din, which the Maral says is the same. The Pshat is they are all Oifanim of. The elementary mahalach of Tiferes, the elementary mahalach of putting things together is a threesome. There's two nekudas, there's a third is the machriya. The minimum for such a gilui is three, like the midah of Tiferes is the third midah. It's the midah of putting together the pieces so that it clicks together and it's one surah. A messy shtickle Torah is where there's a lot of bits and pieces that are left finished and doesn't have any. It doesn't connect anything. So sometimes that's what you have. That's what you have. I mean, that's better than connecting where it doesn't belong or stem. But I'm saying mitzad the shleimus ha'inyan, bits and pieces are not shleimistic. The shleimus ha'inyan is that all the nekudas fit together. That was the koyach. That's why the Torah. Bethan Pekavis is Shimon HaTzadik, Sajik Nesek Dolus, Shrashim. I mean, that's how it starts, and that's how it goes.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, just one thing. So B'meila, maybe just we'll finish and then we'll... So B'meila, the Shimon HaTzadik, Sajik Nesek Dolus, had a Meila in this area. This area was specifically Thea Nekuda. Yavon, he was Makir in it, some dagger Alexander might didn't, because Yavon was Makin Yoifi, but their Yoifi was a Yoifi that stops, and our Yoifi is Koilil, all the Elams, all them. Yeah, what did you want to ask?
I'm just doing Lamaisa, we say that the Anshei Knesset Hagadela was Kuf Chafsekenim Ubehem Kam Nevi'im.
Yeah.
So the actual collection, the actual Knesset together was with its Tziruf of the Keich of Nevoah. But then it's then how that the Kuda fits in.
But it had to bridge it. In other words, it's just like when you start, you had to take what was there. It's like when you're tying a rope that got cut, you have to go a little bit further back and tie it. But they were no longer done al pi nevua. The din was al pi yochin rabin al kirabin. Nevi'im, the language Moisei Nevi'im. Navi comes in multiples of one. You know, it's no such thing. I mean, you have in the Gemara, you have in the Pesukim a group of Nevi'im saying Nevu'ah, but there's no such thing of we Nevi'im got together and we decide this and this. So the Pshat is, it means they took the Gdolah, they took of the door that was, but when it's Sarif, how exactly, I'm not sure.
And also this, which Sherry mentioned about everything is said in threes.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be that, you know, let's say whatever teaching every Tana said in threes, the idea is that he's gathering together like all the ksavos, and it's a achron. I mean, it seems to be that a lot of the three things are not.
But the Maral a lot of times it does point out that it's opposite. It is a mahalach that he uses very frequently in a lot of places, and we'll see as we go on. Sometimes it's muchach, sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but. Kapanah, that's a mahalach of a repetition of threesome. Obviously, it's three, it's Pirkei Avos, but it does seem to work with threes.
Just one other thing. Rabbi mentioned before about that unlike the differences between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, that things, the differences between Shimon HaTzadik were things within the Tzura itself. I didn't understand
more,
exactly
I don't
that.
Want to use the word cosmetic, but they were more mitzvah the Tzura rather than the... Than the Teichim, most of them, yeah.
Just a dogma, just I'm not following what Lamashal did.
It says the Lashon of Zahiris that used to turn white always. The
Ne'am Aravi, he calls man that Shimon HaTzadik.
Aravi stayed, the Geirul would always come out of the right hand. These are not, it's not like the things that were missing, like, they, you know, there was no Eish on the Mizbeach, there was no, the things that were missing by Sheni were very central in Yanim.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kilu, there was no Aron there. There was no this. Here it was just kind of, you know, mitzad the tzura, mitzad the yoifi of it. That's what the general. That seems to be a general sense of it.
Might.
Okay, Alechtik and Chanukah.
Skoyach.
Old of Agud.
Skoyach.